South Korea is sending a special envoy to North Korea next week to discuss ways to resolve the crisis over the North's nuclear program. Both countries pledged today to work for a peaceful solution. South Korea's president-elect, No Mu-hyun, says he will propose a summit with North Korea's reclusive leader, Kim Jong-il. The United States also is prepared to hold talks with North Korea. Former negotiators say those talks would be only the beginning of a long and difficult process. From Seoul, NPR's Eric Weiner reports.
North Korea may be an economically destitute nation, unable to feed itself. But anyone who's sat across the table from North Korean negotiators describes them as master strategists, experts at playing a weak hand.
The North Koreans need crisis in order to negotiate.
Scott Snyder is author of a book on North Korea's negotiating tactics. He says that crisis diplomacy is North Korea's way of keeping its opponents off balance and controlling the punigi, the atmosphere.
They use a full range of psychological tactics which are designed to shape the atmosphere surrounding a negotiation and are designed to create a kind of leverage. Those are the traditional brinkmanship tactics that we see.
Tactics, says Snyder, that Koreans, northern and southern, have relied on for centuries. Sandwiched between two giants, China and Japan, Koreans have developed the survival instincts of a scrappy schoolyard fighter. North Korea often goes a step further. One former U.S. official involved in talks with the North recalls that every day his chair seemed a bit lower than the day before. It turns out that overnight the North Koreans were sawing a quarter inch off the legs of the chairs used by the American negotiators, an effort to make the Americans feel smaller. The former official jokes that had the talks gone on much longer, he would have been sitting on the floor. Another common North Korean tactic is to threaten to walk away from talks. Like any good bluffer, North Korea always appears ready to follow through on its threats. It also adheres to that old dictate, "Know thy enemy." The North Korean people may be the most isolated in the world, but the country's top leadership, especially Kim Jong-il, is definitely tuned in. Dongbok Lee is a South Korean academic who took part in several rounds of talks with North Korea.
They are more exposed to outside world than we are. You know that Kim Jong-il is a television mania. He has so many television sets in his office, so he can view many foreign television programs all at the same time.
Many believe that talks between North Korea and the U.S. are bound to happen sooner or later. But Douglas Shin, an aid worker who's made many trips to the North, says talking is one thing, reaching a lasting agreement is something else entirely.
They will go to Pyongyang and they will come back with a trophy, a big smile. They made it. But then down the road in about 5 to 10 years, they will realize they shot themselves on their own feet. With North Korean strategy, the legal negotiation doesn't have any meaning because they can always read between the lines and come up with some kind of excuse.
Most people, says Shin, view negotiations as linear, with mutual agreement as the end result. But North Koreans, he says, see negotiations as a circle, continuous, with no beginning and no end. Eric Weiner, NPR News, Seoul.